We are in a series looking at different hymns, and today we're going to look at the crown hymn with many crowns. Now, what is a crown? Crown is more than a decoration you put on the hair, on your head. It's more of something that signifies honor, glory, power, dominion. Our Lord Jesus, who is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, He could not suffice with a single crown, but with many crowns. And today we will sing this hymnal, Crown Him with Many Crowns, and we will look into why many crowns. So our focus today in our message is why we give many crowns and how we give many crowns to our Jesus. Now, the beloved hymn is loved by many, many people, and the Lord of creation deserving everyone's crown. You and I, we need to give your and mine crown to the Lord. And as we sing, we really join the heavenly choir who sings, crown him forever and ever. We're joining their choir as we live a life to give crowns to our Jesus. So, at this time, let us sing hymn number 45, Crown Him with Many Crowns. And I'm going to ask a little bit different. Now, we'll sing verse 1 very slow, okay? We'll start very slow. Verse 2, only ladies, and verse 3, we'll have a half note up, and we'll sing all together verse 3 and 4. So, shall we start with slow? Crown him with many crowns, the Lamb upon his throne. Hark how the heavenly anthem drones, all music but its own. Ladies, only verse 2. Join us. All hail, Redeemer, hail, for thou hast died for me. Thy praise and glory shall not die throughout eternity. A little faster, go up and now for 3. Crown him the Lord of life, who triumphed over the grave, who rose victorious in the strife for those he came to save. His glory is now we say. Final verse. crowning the Lord of heaven, one with the Father known, one with Spirit throne him beer given from yonder glorious throne. To thee be endless praise, for thou for us hast died. Be thou, O Lord, through endless days adored and magnified. Amen. Now, the original hymn of this song, when it was first published, it was 12 verses. We sing 4 verses, and in Korean, there are only 3 verses, but originally it had 12 verses. I mean, can you imagine singing one song, 12 verses? And that's what they sang. The Crown Hymn with Many Crowns. It was first written in 1855 by this man named Matthew Bridges. And Matthew Bridges, he was an Anglican minister. And Bridges, he was born in Essex, England in 1800. And he pursued his literary and poetry and history. And he first came with the 6 stanzas, 6 verses of Jesus in Revelation 19:12, the verse that we read. And he was inspired by the verse that Jesus has many crowns on his head. In 1868, another Anglican priest, Geoffrey Thring, he wrote additional 6 verses. So adding 6 verses to 6, coming out with all 12, and adding different perspective of why our Jesus deserves crown on his head. And today most hymnals are included in this song, Crown Him with Many Crowns, and many, many people all around the world, one of their favorites is this hymn, Crown Him with Many Crowns. So today we're going to look at why many crowns. Number one, first, how can my king receive crowns? How can my king receive? Now, this, when Jesus was arrested, remember Pilate? He asked him a question. Okay, Jesus, are you a king? And Jesus answered Pilate, my kingdom is not from this world. If my kingdom is from this world, I would have my people to come and rescue me. But no, my kingdom is not of this world. My kingdom, he preached, is the kingdom of God. You read in Mark chapter 1, after John the Baptist was arrested, Jesus came to Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God, and saying, the time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God has come, and repent and believe in the good news. You see, Jesus came for the kingdom of Jesus, kingdom of God. And this kingdom has 2 stages. On the screen, it is present at this here and now. Because Jesus had already came 2,000 years ago, right now in our present life, this is kingdom. Yet, there is kingdom to come in the future. When someone says, well, I'm saved, so I know when I die, I will go to heaven. Well, that statement is half right and half wrong. Because not only do we go to heaven when we die in the future, but we have Jesus' kingdom right now as we live. Our kingdom that we live today is God's kingdom. My personal life that I am saved is a kingdom of God. I live as a kingdom citizen now, not only when I die. My family who comes to believe in together, we live a life of kingdom family. Our church, we here worship Christ and honor God by kingdom citizens right now. So it is present and in the future. Now, we're going to look at these in a little more detail. First, today is a spiritual kingdom. Now, Jesus, in our daily life, he reigns, he rules in you and my life as king of my life. He is my king. Therefore, who am I? I am a kingdom citizen. Today, I live as a kingdom citizen. Therefore, I honor God and honor Jesus Christ in my life as the citizens of God's kingdom. Luke chapter 17, the Pharisees asked Jesus about this kingdom of God. He responded, "The kingdom of God does not come with your careful observation, nor will people say, 'Here it is,' or 'There it is,' because the kingdom of God is within you." Jesus declared it already. You know, it's not where, there, or somewhere, but in us who have Jesus in us. We as Christians, because we have King in our life, we received Jesus as my Lord, Master, King. I serve Jesus as King, and therefore I live every moment of my life as kingdom citizen right now. You know the hymn, "He Lives"? We sing this song more frequently in our Easter Sunday, "He Lives and He Lives." It just so powerfully declares this fact, that I live today as kingdom citizen. This is the song, how it goes. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives. He lives within my heart. That's right. You see, because I have received Jesus in my heart, because I asked Jesus to be my Lord and King in my life, today, my walk, every day in my life, I live as in the kingdom right now. Not only when I die. Today is kingdom. May you be blessed to live every day as kingdom citizens. Because we have Jesus, Jesus has established his kingdom in us. When Christ Jesus reigns in us, we have this peace by the power of the Holy Spirit, giving us this peace that in our present life, yes, there's going to be hardships, there's going to be challenges, there's going to be difficulties and storms and waves in my life. But because this peace that it comes through the power of Holy Spirit, I can enjoy and I can be peaceful, I can be thankful to live as kingdom citizens in my present life. Now also, as I said, the kingdom is also in the future. The time will come when Christ will bring peace, lasting world completion peace. Just before he returned to heaven, in Acts chapter 1, this is what Jesus said about his kingdom. So when they met together, they asked him, "Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel?" Jesus said to them, "It is not for you to know the times or dates the Father has set for by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the world." Jesus calls us a life to live to witness Jesus to the ends of the world. The Christ King will come again. And that time when he returns, that will not be a king who comes in a stable, who is despised, who is rejected, who is crucified, but he's going to come as a King of Kings and Lord of Lords. In Revelation 11, "Then the seventh angel blew his trumpet, and there would be loud voices in heaven saying, 'The kingdom of this world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Messiah, and he will reign forever and ever.'" when Jesus will return, he will fulfill Philippians chapter 2. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and earth and under the earth. Every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Because Jesus in one day will return and he will establish a complete kingdom, he will be our ruling, reigning ruler and king forever and ever. And that day, we will give those crowns to Jesus. So we're going to look at what kind of crowns. Number two, what kind of crown does our Lord have? Well, there are multiple crowns. And there meant different roles and honors and different powers that our Lord Jesus has. Jesus has a crown of dominion as king over all things. Jesus also has a crown of love by his sacrificial giving and loving and sacrificing himself. Jesus has a crown of resurrection for conquering death. Jesus crowns of peace for reconciling us to God. Many, many crowns that Jesus has. And we look at in our hymnals what our hymn says about Jesus' crown. In verse 1, he says, the hymn says, the crown of the Lamb upon the throne. This is what we sing. Verse 1, crown him with many crowns, the Lamb upon his throne. In Revelations 5:1-6, the first crown signifies Jesus' position as the Lamb of God. Revelation 5:6. Then I saw a lamb looking as if it had been slain, standing at the center of the throne. Our Lord Jesus, he has a crown as a Lamb of God. Number two, verse, we sang the song, the crown of love. Verse 2 that we sang, crown him the Lord of love. Behold his hands and side, rich wounds, yet visible above in beauty glorified. God showed his love, demonstrated God's love to us through his son Jesus by his death on the cross. Jesus, he has this crown of love. Romans 5:8. But God demonstrates his love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Number three, verse three, it says crown of life. We sing, crown him, the Lord of life, who triumphed over the grave, who rose victoriously in the strife for those who came to save. You see, because through Jesus, you and I can have life and eternal life. Jesus has his crown of life. John 11:25 says this. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. One who believes in me will live even though they die. And then verse 4, there's crown of heaven. We sang, crown him in the Lord of heaven, one with the Father known, one with the Spirit through him, given from yonder glorious throne. We exalt our ascended Christ. He is no longer here. He is in heaven. Acts 1:9 says, after it said, he was taken up before their very eyes, and a cloud hid him from their sight. Jesus is not here anymore. He is in the bosom of God in heaven, and he has a crown of heaven. But that's not everything. But there are much, much more crowns because you and I were promised each in our life that we will be rewarded of crowns in our life. Number three, why is King crowned with many crowns? Because we are going to receive crowns in our life as well. The Bible talks about five different crowns. Number one, crown of life. In James 1:12 says this, blessed is the man who endures temptation, for when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to those who love him. Number two, the crown of glory. We will be given this crown when we live a life of glory. 1 Peter 5:2 says this, "When the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that does not fade away. All of you, be submissive to one another and be clothed with humility. For God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble." When you and I live a life in humble and humility, the crown that we will receive is the crown of glory. Number three, the Bible promises the crown of incorruptible. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, "And everyone who competes for the prize is temperate in all things. Now, they do it to obtain a perishable crown, but we for an imperishable crown." You see, all the crowns, they decay. They got rotten, they may go away, but this imperishable crown is awaiting for the believers that we will put on our head forever and ever. Number four, the crown of rejoicing. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, "For what is our hope, joy, or crown of rejoicing? Is it not even you in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ at his coming? For you are our glory and joy." As we live our life joyfully, thankfully, praising God, what kind of crown is awaiting for us? Crown of joy. And finally, number five, the crown of righteousness. 1 Timothy chapter 4, "I have fought a good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day, and not to me only, but also to all who love his appearing." You see, those who would wait for Jesus' coming and believe that Jesus has come back to lift us up, and we will join in forever and ever in this joy, this hope living in our life, what kind of crown that we will receive? We will receive crown of righteousness. So, depending where you are and how you live, when we get to heaven, we will be rewarded. Well, I don't know. Some of you may have one. Some of you have two, three. I don't know how you live, but we will be rewarded crowns in our life when we get to heaven. Now, however, when we get to heaven and we will be rewarded of these crowns in our life, we will not go around and brag and show off, be proud. "Hey, look at this. I have this crown in my life. You don't have one, huh? Oh, you look at you, you poor thing. You have this shabby, mine so glittering, so shiny." We do not go around and be proud of crowns that we have received. Why? We have done nothing deserving this. It is only through the Lamb of God, what he has sacrificed, what he had done in our life, how he had helped us, empowered us to do things in our life. Therefore, we are honored to receive, yet we'll be so humble before Christ. And you know what we'll do? We'll put that crown off from our heads, bow down to the Lord, kneel down to Christ, and offer our crowns to our Lord Savior. Why Jesus has many crowns? You and I, when we get to heaven, we will be rewarded with crowns, but we will bow down and humble in adoration and kneel down, and we would all give our crowns to the Lamb of God, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Many crowns. Now there's more. In Revelation chapter 4, it introduces us the description of picture how heavenly throne is. This is what Revelation chapter 4 says. "There in the throne of heaven, at the very center is the big throne of Jesus. And surrounding this heaven center, there's 24 smaller thrones, and each 24 thrones, there are 24 elders." Who is these elders? Well, We're not sure, but because Revelation is written in symbolic language, we can figure perhaps they represent all humanity, every different corners of the world, representatives, all people of those 24 elders. And what Revelation says is, these elders dressed in white, having golden crown in their crown, and all 24, they will kneel down, bow down to the center throne of Jesus, and they will put their crown off and offer to the feet of Lord Jesus. Crowning with many crowns will be literally happening in the kingdom. All those representatives, they will put their king crowns off to Christ. All believers, saints who go to heaven, they will be rewarded with crowns in their life, but they will honor Christ. Lord, you are truly my Messiah, my Lord, my love. It is you who have enabled me to receive this crown. That's not everything. One more. Remember what I said about the kingdom? Not in only the future, but what? Our presence. Each and every day we live, we, depending how we live, Christ crowns us spiritually. In our daily life, because we receive, our King, and he's our ruler, and we're kingdom citizens. As we live, how faithfully we live, Christ rewards us in our present life, crowns in our life. You live a life of joy. You live a life of praise, living a life of prayer, life of thanksgiving. All these life, Christ is honored, Christ is glorified, and he would give crowns in our life. But again, we don't deserve that. We're not qualified to receive such crown. Therefore, when we will be rewarded in our life, blessings in our life, crowns in our life, we would also offer it to Jesus. Therefore, crown him with many crowns. Brothers, sisters, how to give my crown daily to Jesus? Live less of me, more of Christ in my life. Loving more of myself and loving our neighbors. Lordship of Jesus more stronger and firm in our life. Lifting Christ more and denying myself daily in my life. Living a life that pleases our Lord Jesus, he will crown us in our present life. And we will, in turn, as we receive the crowns, we will offer it back to Jesus. So would you repeat after me? I surrender my crown at Jesus' feet. One more time. I surrender my crown at Jesus' feet. Let us give honor and praise and our crowns to Jesus in present life and life to come. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. We love you and honor you for giving us your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, we have given forgiveness and life and eternal life. We are promised to receive and be awarded with crowns in our life. Father, we give you all the glory and honor, not only when we die and go to heaven, but in our present life. We live a life as kingdom citizens. We want to give you our praises and glory to you by offering our blessings and crowns back to you. Thank you for this wonderful hymn. Help us to live and praise this hymn in our life. Thank you in Jesus' name I prayed. Amen.